No, we've been going through a lot of hard times in this country and around the planet. And ever since September 11th, President Bush has given us all this ultimatum. He said, "You're either with us or you're with the terrorists." I'm thinking that's a real nice choice. It's like McDonald's or Wendy's. I say, "Sorry, Mr. Bush, I have never, ever been with you. I was not with you in Bush War I, and I will not be with you in Bush War II. And no, I'm not with the terrorists." And the reason that I can say this with such certainty is that I believe that all bombing is terrorism, no matter who is doing it. And I remember I was born in 1966, back in the dark ages. And my first political memory was of driving in this beat-up station wagon with my father, listening to AM radio and hearing the resignation of President Richard Nixon. And since that time, I always thought that politicians were all crooks. And they haven't let me down since. But there was also something that happened during that time, which was that the Vietnam War was coming to an end. And before the Vietnam War, there was a lot of people in this country who said, you know, maybe this war isn't the best thing we should get involved into, but, you know, we got to stop this threat of communism, so pretty much we should go over there and do that. And then by the time the war ended, and if you ask people today, probably 80 or 90% of the people in this country would say, that war was a terrible mistake that we should never, ever have gotten involved in. And I see the same thing occurring now. So about half the people in this country who are going along with the president saying, yeah, maybe this is what we have to do. And they're planning on spending upwards of $200 billion on this war, and at a cost of tens of thousands, 50,000 lives, for a war that has never stopped since 1991 or 90 when it began. The sanctions against Iraq have contributed to the death of over 500,000 children in that country as a result of the water supplies being poisoned and the electrical power being out, no medical supplies and facilities available. And what I remember from the Vietnam War when I was a kid of seeing footage is that we would see bodies blown up. We would see body bags being lifted off of planes of U.S. soldiers. We would see people with their limbs destroyed. We would see villages on fire. And today all you see are what looks like video games, little X's, little bombs that go in and blow these things up with night vision goggles. They never show us the reality of what's taking place on the ground. But the warfare has not changed. And the weapons that Saddam has that destroy are matched equally by the destructive power of the weapons that we have. And so I'm excited to be alive during this time. I think it's a really important time, and I feel gifted to be here during this time and to have the opportunity for all of us to come together and raise our voice very loudly and say to the president and say to the world that we don't want to be engaging in a war against terrorism. We want to be engaging in a war against militarism.